It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I know you depend on me to tell you what day it is, so it's Friday, December the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Well, I didn't think about that. Yeah,
I think about those things all the time.
When you're crossing the street trying to avoid that black cat.
That's right.
Yeah, don't step on the crack. You'll break your mama's
back. There you go.
And carrying that mirror very, very carefully.
All right, Trivia Friday it is. I'm Tim Wildman. And Ed Superstitious Vitagliano is here with us, too. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing, J.J. Jasper?
Here's the deal. The old lady and the kids have told me stay off the computer, but I made the mistake to try to go online and do some Christmas shopping, and I've got an apology to make. I hit the wrong button and launched some drones in New Jersey. Maybe you've seen something about it in the news. It ain't got nothing to do with no mothership or Iranians. I just should have stayed off the computer, and I want to say I'm sorry. Look, if something ever happens to my pointing fingers, I ain't going to be able to communicate with the outside world.
Drones.
That's funny.
Oh, that is hilarious. All right, so Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. First-time callers only today. So if you've never got on the air with us on Trivia and you wanted to, today's your day to call in. What number do they need, Ed?
888-589-8840. That's the number to get on. First-time callers, 888-589-8840. Just a little encouragement to you. There's only one person on screen right now, so this could really be your chance. Call in. You might be second in line, 888-589-8840.
Hey, I was having some fun with shopping online, letting Earl come out on the porch. resources.afa.net. We've got sweatshirts that are brand new, a brand new AFR cap, books, mugs, tote bag, and this week has been free shipping. Today is the last day of the free shipping, so resources.afa.net for some real good gifts at a great price, and it helps the ministry.
You need to be 11 years old or older to call in. Also, if you hit the mystery question, as JJ says, if you land on the mystery question, you answer correctly, you will hear this sound.
Ah, the beloved cowbell.
Beloved cowbell shall ring, and all the world will know. You won yourself a what, Ed?
An AFR ball cap / trucker's cap.
Yeah, I see truckers walking around with it.
Farmer's hat.
Yeah, get their diesel.
Not a whole lot of farming going on this time of year, but you can still wear it.
Yeah, there is some farming because I got a question about that this time of year.
Oh, wow. There you go. Great segue.
But yeah, when you're a ball cap, AFR, it's a really, really nice cap if you answer the mystery question correctly. So there, I think we've set the table, hadn't we?
I think we have. I guess we're ready to.
It's a good metaphor for this time of the year,
isn't
it?
Launch our questions.
Yeah. But have y'all been hitting the temptation, the sweets temptation period of the month yet?
I'm not following you.
All the candies and cookies and fudge this time of year.
Oh, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so this is, huh?
It is slowing down a little bit here at work because more and more people are using their vacation days.
Yeah.
But here for the last week or two, there's food everywhere.
Yeah, but I walked through this morning on the way in. There was nobody there, but I was walking in. Had to go walk through and then go upstairs. So on a table in one of the offices, you know, the big open area, there's a big batch of peanut butter candy.
Are you talking about in the magazine department?
You went too, huh?
No, I didn't.
He's trying to get directions.
No,
I am. Who made that? Because it's really delicious.
That was for the children's home. Ted, tell me your story on that.
Well, there's been one less child's going to have one of those because I got one.
No, I think that's.
I opened it up. I said, "Should I? Should I not?" And the angel and the food devil on your shoulders.
And let me just clear up. Let me clear
said,
a few things up here. I was right behind you. There was no should I or shouldn't I. You opened it, grabbed one, and shut the lid.
I didn't debate it long. It
was, to work, Marley. Whose candy is this? Well, I'm taking it with me to my office.
It was a peanut butter fudge.
It was left out there in that department for anyone I was just kidding.
Oh, my.
Anyway, there we go. I was thinking there. That's 500 calories right there.
Well, you know how we spring forward and fall back right after Thanksgiving? I reminded people on the air to be sure and set their scales back 10 pounds for that exact reason.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. First question. By the way, I have three Christmas questions. First one, in Isaiah 9:6, it says that Jesus will be given four names. The first one is Wonderful Counselor. And then he gives the next three. What are those next three names? Wonderful Counselor. He will be called Wonderful Counselor. And then three more names. What are they? Question number two. In Luke 2, how many angels spoke to the shepherds? In Luke 2, how many angels spoke to the shepherds? And third question, this is from popular culture. In the Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who was the father of Rudolph? What was the name of the reindeer who was the father of Rudolph? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question. In the classic Christmas movie, Miracle on 34th Street, it centers on what real-life department store? Miracle on 34th Street, or if you're going to watch this weekend, they say that there's an Christmas special for atheists. It is coincidence on 34th Street. Miracle on 34th Street, which department store? Then second question, what book in the Bible prophesies that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem? What book in the Bible prophesies that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem? Third question, true or false, the first artificial Christmas trees were made of goose feathers. Is that true or false? The first artificial Christmas trees were made of goose feathers.
All right, here are my questions. Number one, cranberries are very popular this time of year, right? Cranberry salads.
With
and
some
so
people.
Forth. Yeah. Well, yes, but they, yes, with some people, but they're very popular across
those,
the country.
Those kind of folks, you know who you are.
So, my question unto thee is, which state grows the most cranberries? And actually, this
That's
state
a really good question.
Grows, mm-hmm. This state grows the most cranberries, and they grow half the cranberries consumed in the U.S. in this one particular state.
Cranberry bogs, and you throw those little suckers on the ground to see how high they bounce to see if they're ripe. Look it up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. Look it up, Ed.
Not going to do that.
Just trust him.
Yeah, it really is true.
All right, so
how much they bounce is when they're ripe.
Who was famous for using the expression "happy trees" on TV?
Happy trees.
Uh huh. If I said any more, it'd be a dead giveaway. So I'm not going to say any more.
Happy trees.
No.
Here's the deal. I heard Phil say happy, happy, happy trees.
Yeah, you did.
On more than one occasion.
Yes, you did. Who was famous for using the expression happy trees?
I got it.
On TV. And finally, and if you live in the state of Mississippi, our home state, you're not eligible to answer this question. But everybody else is. What are the two nicknames, at least two most common nicknames for the state of Mississippi? You know how every state has its, like Kentucky's the bluegrass state?
Yeah.
Okay, for example, I want to know what are the two most common nicknames for the state of Mississippi? All right, those are my questions, and let's go to the phones, Ed.
All right, and we're going to go to Indiana, and Marcus is on the line. Marcus is left over from last week.
Leftovers.
He's been very patient.
Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Sitting on the phone since last Friday.
Yeah, wow.
Marcus, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Marcus.
Good morning, Marcus, from Indiana. Where do you live in Indiana?
Kokomo.
Oh, Kokomo.
Kokomo, okay.
Good area.
All right, Marcus, ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
I'll do the Rudolph movie.
All right.
Hold on a second. Yep. This is not going to work. Can you, we can't hang up.
It's real distorted, Marcus.
Yeah, are you like on a Bluetooth or a...
Are you wearing an aluminum foil hat?
A houndstooth or something like
that? Oh, no, I am not. I'm going to move around.
Okay,
yes,
move
sir.
Around.
Go to all the right, we'll see window what we... in the northeast corner of your house. No, I'm just looking out for you. Northeast corner, go to that window.
JJ's rolling. It's not today.
It's not any better, Marcus. We'll just do the best.
The comic heat.
Comic heat.
There's the tour name right there.
Bringing the comic heat, baby. I like that. We'll just do the best we can,
yeah,
Marcus.
We
here's the question.
All right, we're doing live.
In the Christmas classic,
the best we can.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who was the father of Rudolph? What was that reindeer's name?
His name was Donner.
Donner.
There we go. Way to start us out, Marcus.
Donner. Who names a reindeer Donner?
I guess
Santa? It was Santa, I guess.
Them people who went through that pass and run out of food. That's all I'm going to say because there'll be some small ones listening to the radio.
Oh, hey, Marcus, what's your question for us?
I have a non-Christmas question.
All right.
In Europe, cars used to, and maybe still do, have these white oval stickers on the back with a 1-2-3-letter abbreviation of the country from which the owner comes, right? Yes. F is France and I is Italy. Mm-hmm. So my question is, what country is represented by the abbreviation CH?
Is it, let's talk among ourselves, is it Czechoslovakia?
I don't know. CH?
Okay, so I know what you're talking about. We've seen, most everybody's seen those stickers. CH.
I don't think there's an H in Czechoslovakia.
No, I think it's
CZ.
C-Z.
Yeah.
We're going phonetic on that.
Yes.
That's outcome-based stickers. That's kind of the direction my mind was going. CH. What country?
I don't know.
So all right.
I know it's on the chart in chemistry class.
One of the elements.
Yeah. My college first day, I looked at that chart. I said, I'm going to be lucky to get a D in this here class.
If I have to memorize that chart.
If that's what we're starting with, I better hope there's a curve.
You're going to have to memorize this by Friday, students.
And I will not be. My aspirations for medical school are over right now.
One of my daughters.
The Lord has shown you the way.
One of my daughters just spent all her time at the kitchen table, long, long hours, burning the midnight oil. And it's like, what's going on? Well, I got to read these 13 chapters in this class, and I've got to memorize all this in this other class. And then that's when I realized teachers, because they're zealous and love what they do and they're passionate, don't realize that's not the only class people have. You know, read these 13 chapters by Friday.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
But then when everybody does that, you don't have time to have a normal life.
There's right.
No time left to eat or sleep.
I'm with you, brother. I wanted a normal life. All this studying is messing up my life. All right, go ahead. What's
Marcus,
the answer?
You stumped us. What's the answer?
Stumped you. Okay. The answer is Switzerland.
Of course.
Believe it or not.
Of course.
How do you know the story behind that?
Chocolate. CH.
Yes, I do, actually. CH, it comes from the, it stands for Confederation of Helvetia. Helvetia was the Latin expression for Switzerland, and it's a confederation of Helvetic states. So
okay.
The Helvetians were tribes
now,
of
Christian radio. Okay.
They were tribes
right.
during the Roman Empire. They were called the Helvetians.
Okay. Yep. Did they win anything?
Well, Rome fell, and
that's
I don't
what
know
I'm
if they
wondering.
Were part
were
of
they, were these the barbarians?
They weren't the okay. ones who did
when
it.
You got a Swiss Army knife, but you ain't got no army. Things are already getting a little bit sideways in Helvania. And they say everything right. will work out. And
thank you, Marcus.
Unless Helvania freezes over.
Yeah, you're on fire. This is like your third fist bump of the morning.
All right.
Comic fire coming your way. I love bringing
all right,
comic
so
heat.
Anyway, comic heat. It was Switzerland, CH.
Yeah.
And it stands for what?
Confederation of Helvetic States.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next call.
Yeah, ooh. I think we better move on. We're going to go to Tennessee, and Greg is on the line. Greg, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Great guys, so appreciate the laughter, particularly in this most recent season.
Thank you, brother.
Where do you live in Tennessee,
yeah, Greg?
Well, actually, she kind of caught me off guard. I'm traveling back to Mississippi, and I wasn't exactly sure where on the road I was.
A thief in the night, brother. Like a thief in the night, you got to be prepared at all times. So,
true.
All right.
I'm just messing with you.
Was that a
Greg.
Metaphor of some kind?
I missed
that one.
I was
a thief
was
in the night traveling down the
You know
the
how
road?
Some people will supersize their food and drink at McDonald's?
Uh-huh.
I decided to super spiritualize.
Oh, I got you.
Just
okay.
a simple statement Greg was making, and
right.
I decided to make him feel awkward.
Yes. All right, Greg, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both, my friend.
Love to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Who grows the most cranberries?
Yes, okay. I will repeat the question for those just joining us, and Greg's about to answer it. Greg on the road in Tennessee, traveling back to Mississippi, and here's the question. Which state grows the most cranberries? Greg?
That would be Wisconsin.
Yes.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, you already have me on the eastern seaboard up
yeah.
around.
Well, Massachusetts,
Maine or
is,
Massachusetts.
Grows a lot too, but far and away, Wisconsin grows
really?
The most cranberries. How do you know that, Greg?
There was a little bit of help on that one.
Okay.
I was thinking Maine for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, so let me just a couple more notes on that. Wisconsin grows, for over 20 years, they've grown the most cranberries annually. And they, the reason, one of the reasons for that is the states, you have to have the right temperatures,
yeah.
climate. You have to have the right kind of soil, acidic soil is what they call it, and abundant water resources, water. Which allow the establishment of the flooded bogs that are essential to cranberry cultivation. You only grow them in
yeah.
water, right? Basically, are you? I mean, you got to have a lot of water. Anyway,
yeah.
so cranberries. You know, I was like 50 before I started liking cranberry salad at the holidays.
I don't mind like cranberries in something, kind of like raisins.
Yeah, in a salad maybe. Or
yeah,
something.
Salads and stuff. I still do not like. Growing up, we always had cranberry sauce.
Yeah, we did too.
You know, that looks like a can of dog food when it comes
yeah,
out.
Yes, it does. Now, but you can make it. They make you can make cranberry.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call them. Desserts.
But I just never have.
Yeah.
I just never have like the
is
sauce.
Like is it like a religious thing or something.
It's
religious.
It's bordering on the religious.
I'm with Tim. I think if the dressing, turkey and dressing, if there's not some cranberry right there. Then,
yeah, you don't feel American.
If there's not cranberry in heaven, no, I'm not.
All right, good answer, Greg. Way to go. Wisconsin, known for their cheese.
Right.
Yes.
Is also the top, and that is, also I know I have some friends who live along the coast, Lake Michigan maybe, is that Lake Michigan? I think it is. In Wisconsin, and they have, They have something, maybe it's cranberries, I've forgotten now what it is. Anyway, the climate there grows things like grapes. They're grapes.
Grapes, too.
Grapes, yeah. Grapes, wow. Grapes.
Ben Franklin wanted them to be called cranberry heads instead of cheese heads. They said, that's going to be so messy. Right. Nobody's going to go for that.
Brett Favre will never come quarterback for us.
That was part of the conversation. Yeah. It said it's going to stain your clothes, so it was nixed.
All right. That Benjamin Franklin. Hey Greg, what's your question for us?
Well, let's stick with geography.
All right.
It's kind of a two-part question, maybe. How many states, or are there states that do not share letters in the spelling of the state and their capital? And if so, name them.
Wow, that's a deep.
What is that? Go ahead again. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I missed that. Go ahead. What now?
So, what state or states do not share letters in common in their spelling between the state and their state capital?
Do not share letters in common.
Give us an example.
Jackson, Mississippi, right?
But that would that would share an S.
At least.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Greg. Let's get into this here. Okay. Yeah. Alabama, let's start there.
I don't think we're going to get there in time. What's the answer?
Pierre, South Dakota.
There's
all
one.
All right.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's the only one.
All right. So they don't share. Any letters in the capital.
That's good.
Where'd you come up with that question?
While listening to y'all several months or years ago, I just started thinking about it.
That's great.
Okay. All right. Hey, Greg, you have a great day, my friend.
Yeah, be careful. Christmas.
Be careful on the road, brother.
Let's go ahead and take our break. I think
my mind's already tired.
Yeah. All right, so we'll take our break. Take our break a little early and be back with more of Trivia Friday
on
American
Family. Reset our questions.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
We shall. Reset our questions, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
One day, while walking with some friends in a back street of Florence, the great sculptor Michelangelo saw a block of marble amid a rubbish heap. The marble was rough, shapeless, even stained. None of his friends paid any attention to the piece of marble and were surprised when Michelangelo sought to recover it. One of the friends asked Michelangelo what he wanted with a worthless piece of rock. His reply, "There's an angel in that stone, and I must get it out." Countless other people had passed by that rubbish heap and had seen the piece of marble, but not a single one of them thought of the discarded piece of rock as having any significant value in it. It took the eyes of a master sculptor to see the hidden beauty. How many times and in how many areas of life this story could be retold? Something of great value we pass every day because we cannot see the hidden beauty. Someone has asked what the significance of the Christian faith is. What is it about this religion that sets it above other religions? Well, one thing is the ability of the Galilean to see hidden beauty and strength in people, which passes the vision of others. No one had ever thought of Matthew, the hated tax collector in Capernaum, as having any quality about him worthy of redeeming. Even Matthew himself probably thought there was nothing of particular value about himself, except, of course, his money. But one day Christ was walking along the road when he came to Matthew's collecting station. The carpenter looked at Matthew and saw in him one who could help change the world for God's purpose. And Christ picked Matthew, the tax collector, up out of the rubbish pile and polished him into a creature of beauty and strength. Once I was invited to preach in a little country church. After the service had begun, I noticed a person enter whom I had known while growing up. This person had come up the hard way and had lived a rather rough life, so I was surprised to see him in a church service. I asked someone about him later and was told that he was one of the most faithful members that the church had. That person would have been the last person I would have ever expected to see in church. But the shepherd of men saw the beauty which was hidden from human eyes and had worked to bring the beauty out. What is it which is so special about this Christ we follow? It is his ability to take lives which have been discarded as worthless by fellow humans, to redeem and change them, and to shape them into lives of beauty and strength. In every life there is some hidden beauty. Every person has about him some of life's greatest qualities. And it is this Galilean, this master sculptor of men, who can bring these qualities to surface. I know this to be true because I've seen it with my own eyes.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Psalm 27:4.
American Family Radio.
One of my favorite Christmas songs right there.
Green and Red Acres.
Hey, there you go.
All right, what a great song that was. That was a funny, funny show right there. All right, so we're back to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. By the way, for those who want to watch the show, we do live video stream. What are the various and sundry ways, Ed, people can join us as if they're right here in studio with us?
Well,
unfortunately.
Yes. So you can go to our own streaming platform, of course.
Yes.
Stream.afa.net. Stream.afa.net. You can also go to Facebook Live. Search for Today's Issues. That's normally the name of this show.
Is it called Facebook Live? Is that what it is?
Well, you can go to Facebook Live. That's where they do
streaming.
Yes, some streaming programs.
We're back on YouTube too because we haven't said hydrochloric in so long. I don't even remember the last time we said that word.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, that too.
Man, sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe
so
we'll be off again.
Yeah. Anyway,
and if people are watching, in full disclosure, you already know that if you're watching, but we've had a lot of work done, all three of us.
Yes, you can tell.
This is not like ferociously handsome from birth.
Yeah. Yes.
Obviously, we've had a lot of work done.
You got to make that call. You can't, your career, you got to make that call sometime.
Yes.
It's a risk.
Yeah, you just call.
You look like a Botox freak.
1-800.
If you don't,
1-800, clip here.
See what happened to Kenny Rogers. Remember him?
Yes.
Went from normal to space alien, like, overnight. Am I right?
No, you're right. He's unrecognizable. Is he still alive?
He passed. Yes. I shouldn't make ill of they say don't
speak ill of the dead.
I love his music. I'm just saying he did do that crazy facial stuff.
And since I got us going down this rabbit trail, I've been in radio so long, decades now.
How long have you been?
Well, when I first got in radio, it was not taboo to mention anything about plastic surgery. Well, now you can say something about it, and people don't even raise an eyebrow.
Ba-da-boom. Oh, man, you gotta go on the road with this stuff, I'm telling you.
Please, go on the road.
All right, so Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ, and we're here every Friday, and we thank you for listening.
And by the way, next two Fridays will be live.
Okay.
Here in the studio. I don't know why I'm saying that because I'm off next week, but
you're off a lot.
But anyway, most people will not. So anyway, never
wait
mind.
A minute. Okay, I'm here. I'm here next Friday. But that next. Oh yeah. Okay, I'm here. We're good. Are you here?
I'm coming because you're coming. Yeah, but you're now coming. If you're not coming,
I am coming.
Okay,
I'm gonna be here. You gonna be here?
Yes,
no?
sir. Yes, sir.
All right, let's go back. Anyway, reset our questions.
I will add one since I've had one Rudolph question answered. I'm gonna substitute with another one.
Oh, you got a follow up Rudolph?
I got a follow up Rudolph. I've got two more for next week.
Okay. Let's go.
I hit the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer jackpot when it comes to trivia.
So much to know.
There is so much to know.
A deep
dive. It is
into the life of one reindeer.
Is one make believe?
One reindeer who made a difference. Yeah. Don't think you can't. You're just one reindeer, or you're just one person, you can make a difference.
You can.
Yes.
And that's the lesson of that
fine show. Don't let a red nose stop you.
By the way, let me just say this one quick thing and then move on. So seriously, one day this week, I thought, you know what? I want to watch Rudolph. You know, it used to come on.
Take you back to your childhood.
Take me back to my childhood. So I checked to see if it was streaming. Everywhere you want to watch it, you got to pay $5 to watch it. It used to come on. You know, for
every
free,
year, for
every
free.
Year.
Yeah. It's America.
It's America.
What's happened there? Because the Chinese own that, you know.
They bought the rights.
They own the right to Rudolph.
To Woodolph?
Rudolph. Red-nosed reindeer.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. I don't know why I got into it. Right, let's just move on. All right.
Let's do.
In Isaiah 9. In Isaiah 9.
You mean Isaiah?
It says the Messiah.
In Isaiah?
You know, you're the one who's always saying, I got to bring us back.
Yes.
In Isaiah, it says the Messiah will be given four names. Mm-hmm. Wonderful Counselor is one. What are the next three in Isaiah 9?
That is a very good Bible Christmas question.
Yes. In Luke 2, how many angels spoke to the shepherds? You remember the shepherds being told what to go do and where to find the Messiah? And then third question in the Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of the jack-in-the-box on the Island of Misfit Toys? What was the name of the jack-in-the-box on the Island of Misfit Toys?
Did JJ not have that 2 weeks ago?
Did he?
No.
No, okay. Maybe it was last year.
Maybe
it just rolled around.
That's right. It comes around
start
that
running
quickly.
Together.
Here's what I've got. First question. The classic Christmas movie, Miracle on 34th Street, centers on what real-life department store?
They're closing a lot of those, too, by the way.
Second question. What book in the Bible prophesies that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem? Third question. True or false? The first artificial Christmas trees were made of goose feathers. Is that true? Are false. The first artificial Christmas trees were made of goose feathers.
Here are my two questions that are left. Number one, and as I said, you're not eligible to answer this question if you're from Mississippi, because the question relates to the state of. So here's the question. What are the two nicknames, or at least the two most common nicknames, for the state of Mississippi? For example, Kentucky is known as the Bluegrass State. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I want two of those for Mississippi. And then my second question is, who was famous for using the expression happy trees on television? Who made that expression famous on popular American television? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Texas, and Richard is on the line with us. Richard, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Richard. Where are you calling from?
Plano.
Plano, Texas.
That's okay. A good area.
I was out there about 6 months ago or so.
Yeah. Howdy.
Yeah.
Richard.
I keep joking around, Richard, that you got Plano, and then you got, what's the town north of there?
Is it Allen?
You got Allen next
door. We got Allen, yeah. But Plano, we got Prestonwood Baptist Church.
Yes, that's
Louisville,
right.
Louisville, is there?
You mean north of there? I just keep saying, in about 5 years, Dallas is going to take over Oklahoma. They're like moving over the Red River. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because
it is growing in that direction.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. McKinney. That's what I was thinking of.
Hey, all right, Richard, ask, answer, or do both?
McKinney, I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one from Isaiah.
All right, Richard, here's the question in Isaiah 9:6. It says the Messiah will be given four names. Wonderful Counselor starts off the list. What are the next three names?
Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
That is
nice. Way to go, Richard.
Nice. Way to go, Richard.
So do you have the whole Bible verse in front of you there?
I do.
Read it. Read it.
Please.
You're talking about starting with nine?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just that.
Yeah.
That verse there for a child.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon us, his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Okay, just real quick, I know we don't want to do a whole Bible study here
right.
on this trivia show, but I want to ask you, is this a reference, I know the answer to the question, but is this a reference in the Old Testament, which is prophesying about future events, about Jesus Christ coming to earth? Is that what that's about?
Yes, in part. Now, these passages, the prophecies, for example, about the virgin birth, in Isaiah 7,
right.
this in Isaiah 9, they have fulfillment in Isaiah's day, but a lot of times, kind of like a thread, two strands intertwined, then they also have messianic fulfillment.
Which that is.
Good.
Okay. All right, Richard, go ahead with your question, my friend.
This is not from the scriptures, but it's kind of a riddle. Mm-hmm. What sentence can you say that you cannot write to mean the same thing?
What sentence can you say, but you cannot write to mean the same thing?
Pierre.
Yes.
Pierre, South Dakota.
Pierre, South Dakota.
You say it. I'm just giving you the answer. Okay, I don't want to take credit for everything.
You don't want to take credit for everything.
What can you say that you can't write to mean the same thing?
I'm so bad at riddles. I mean, I'm legitimately terrible at riddles.
Yeah, you are.
Where's Tom? What's the answer, Richard?
Keep beating yourself up.
There are three twos in the English language.
There are three twos.
T-W-O, T-O-O, and T-O.
T-O.
Right?
So you can...
But that's not what you said.
Right.
You can't say that.
Okay, you're putting words in our mouth right here, Richard.
Okay, I'm not getting okay.
The sentence is you can say there are three twos in the English language, but you can't write that to say the same thing.
Oh, if okay. You put T-W-O-S, that's not accurate. Or
yes.
If you put T-0-0, there are not three of those. There's three individuals.
That is really...
That's deep
dive. You see what
right
he's saying?
There.
Yeah.
You do?
Okay. Of course I do. I'm with you guys. I'm as smart as y'all.
Hey,
nobody's talking about.
Just the look on your face.
Thank you, Richard. Merry Christmas to you.
That is
yours.
An excellent question,
yes,
brother.
Yes, it is. I'll use that riddle.
That's mm-hmm. one that I'm going to try to file away and toss.
You know,
that one out.
The word incorrect is spelt incorrect in the dictionary. Every single time you see it in the dictionary, it's spelled incorrect.
Hey. Do you want to explain what he just said so that people will know who are maybe wanting to know?
Well, since you understood it, why don't you explain it?
I'd rather say I don't want to dominate the show. You know what I'm saying? I get criticized for that already.
Okay.
Tim talks all the time. Tim interrupts. I don't want to do that. I want to let you have the opportunity to share what he just talked
okay.
about.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's nice of you to give me some space here.
I'll just sit back. And
what he was saying was, if you say verbally, there are three twos in the English language, everyone understands that you're talking about the word that's pronounced two, and it can be spelled in one of three ways, T-W-O, T-O-O, or T-O, okay? But if you try to write it, you have to pick one of those to put in that spot of two. There are three twos in the English language, and at that point,
it would be incorrect.
It'd be incorrect.
If you write T-W-O apostrophe S.
Because there's not three of those.
Three of those, yeah.
Great question.
It is. Man. That was really good.
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We're going to Mississippi, and Jonathan is on the line. Jonathan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing good, brother. Jonathan, where are you calling from?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
But I got my family's right down the road. Have you ever heard of Hurricane, Mississippi?
Sure have. Right across the road from Ekru.
Right.
Oh, right.
Jackson,
yeah.
It's outside of Pontotoc. Yeah, my dad's family's from there.
Okay, that's 15 minutes from here. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Yes, we're very familiar with those little towns.
To the west.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jonathan, thank you for calling. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
The one about the name of the Jack in the Box.
Okay. Here's the question. In the Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of the Jack in the Box on the Island of Misfit Toys?
I just watched that, and it's my favorite Christmas little thing. It's Charlie.
Charlie in the box.
Charlie.
That's right.
You know what I was thinking about was JJ had a question about the dentist a year.
Yeah.
Not too long ago is what it was.
Jaime or whatever. Jeremy.
Herbie.
Herbie the dentist?
Yeah.
Want to be a dentist? So
the dentist name was Herbie. I tried to call in the last time y'all had first-time callers, and that was the question I was going to answer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so it's Charlie. What is it?
Charlie in the box.
That's why he was a misfit. Stereo. Yeah. We're in stereo. Yeah.
Yes.
You can order those if you go to Red Lobster on Friday.
Charlie in the box?
Yeah. Yeah, Charlie. It's a Charlie in the box.
It's a take-home thing?
And you get free kids' meals, too. So, I mean, I'm just saying, take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Order a Charlie in the box.
But that's only for takeout.
Yeah.
It's in the box.
Yeah, I saw that ad.
They'll throw a lobster in, too, a live lobster.
They'll
pull one out of the tank.
Yeah.
And put it in your bag.
Now, those little claws are tied together, but that's probably a good thing.
Rubber band.
Well, you can let them loose when you get them home. Just don't get them ready.
You guys ready for my question?
Yes, sir.
Around the puppies.
Yes,
you don't want to get around your puppies. You know what I'm saying? The
lobsters.
Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan.
It can turn ugly in a hurry.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm absolutely right on this. My answer may not be correct, but I think it is. What is the smallest country in Europe?
All right, don't say anything, Jonathan. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Is that going to be the Vatican?
All right, I won't say a word.
The Vatican's not considered Europe, is it?
JJ, I think you're on something now. Now, the Vatican, Vatican City is its own country.
Smallest country in the world.
So that's going to be the correct answer. However,
there's
I would call it a legit country, okay, would be that Liechtenstein, I think it is.
That would be the other one if it ain't Vatican City, I think.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Vatican City, their guard, their army there, they wear...
they're Swiss.
They wear their
girly
uniforms
clothes.
Were designed after the Jack in the Box.
They were.
Leonardo da Vinci or somebody came up with that.
So you don't know the answer, Jonathan.
It's one of those two, though, right?
I think it's the Vatican, but you might want to Google this to make sure that I'm right.
Okay.
Well, Jonathan, right. that's kind of your job when you call in with a question.
All right. Thank you. See you, Jonathan. Thank
all
you,
right,
my friend.
Thank you.
Type that in.
It's Vatican. If it's in Europe,
that's in Europe. It's in Italy.
That's the answer because it's the smallest country in the world. Period.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
it's in Rome, but are they under Roman?
No, they're sovereign.
I mean, other than Roman, are they under Italian law? Or are they sovereign?
They have their own. I mean, it's a country.
Okay. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Who's next, Ed?
All right, we go back to Tennessee, and Linda is on the line. Linda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Tennessee?
Milan,
okay.
Great area.
Right up there, not too far from Jackson, right?
How far is that from the Vatican?
I don't know. Hey, too far from me.
Linda, when we say Milan in our neck of the woods, we treat it like Dallas, Fort Worth. You know, we blend it together. We always say Jackson, Milan. Does a lot of people in your area say that, sort of put the two together?
I haven't heard too many people do that.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you got borders, secure borders, and your sovereign city there. Good for you. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
I'm going to ask you a question.
What's your question?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to see how smart you are in the Bible. Okay, what is the shortest chapter, the longest chapter, and the chapter that's in the center of the Bible?
All right, don't say anything. Right,
we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
The center
here
of the Bible is Psalm, and I'm trying to think which Psalm 118? It is. That sounds right. Psalm 118.
I think it is 118. Longest chapter would be Psalm 119.
Psalm 119, and it's about the word.
Yeah.
Every time you see precept, law, the word, you know, all that's about the Bible.
And is the
shortest
chapter,
is a Psalm too, isn't it?
Isn't it Psalm 100 or something?
Shortest chapter?
Shortest chapter.
Well, now, is this maybe going to be Philemon or Jude and just real?
No, it's in Psalms. They're all three in Psalms.
Oh, all three in Psalms.
I think the shortest chapter would be 100.
It's pretty short, but there's one shorter.
All right,
okay. There's one.
So are we right? Go ahead.
Psalms 117. It's
the shortest. Oh, so 17, 18, 19.
Oh, that's
118,
117. 18's in the middle, correct?
118 is the middle.
And 119 is the longest.
And 117 is the shortest.
I did not know that.
And listen, there's 594 chapters before 118, and there's 594 chapters after 118. And then when you add them, you get 1188. And the center verse of the Bible is 118.8.
Isn't that something?
All right, so we got two out of the three right. So you said you're going to check and see how smart we are. So how smart does that make us?
You are excellent.
Excellent.
Thank
all right,
you.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Would you call? Would you? Would it,
60%
it would be too much
didn't get me anywhere in school. But if we're going to take it,
Linda, comfortable would you feel calling each of our wives and telling them that? Because that would go a long way.
That we're excellent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I would do that if you give me the number.
I think it will be answered with, are we talking about the same person here?
Okay. Go ahead, JJ. You start off. Give her your phone number.
Here's JJ's cell phone email. And
right. Hey, right. Merry Christmas, Linda, to you and yours. And thank you.
I have a feeling your wives already know that.
Yeah, well, they
thank
do.
You.
They keep that to themselves, but they know. They know we're smart.
I just want to ask, so this is... That's remarkable.
Yeah, it really is.
And I don't know if it means anything or not, but 119 is the Psalm 119 is the middle. No.
Right? No.
Longest.
Longest.
19 is the longest.
118.
17 is the shortest.
17 is the shortest. 18 is the middle. In the middle.
Middle.
118.
And then there's 594 chapters of the Bible preceding what?
118.
And 594 afterwards.
And there's afterward.
Okay. Can I just offer
you? Can you add them and you get 1188, and then the center verse is 118, verse 8.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it. Great to hear from you in Milan, Tennessee. So, fellas.
All right. Something's dawned on you right now.
It's dawned on me.
I can see the excitement right now.
It's red dawned on me.
And I got something. I got something that might take some wind out of your sails.
I'm going to take the wind out right now.
All right.
So,
do it.
Chapters to the Bible were added long after the scriptures were written.
That's what I was going to say.
So that was probably intentional.
Yeah. You look at 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians 13, you can see that's just rolling right on in to without taking a breath. Because chapters and verses, that's sort of a new thing.
Yeah.
So what are you saying, Tim? You trying to ruin what Linda said?
I'm just saying Nostradamus was right. What I'm just telling you. If you read him in context.
Oh, yeah. You have to read Nostradamus in context. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. before somebody emails me, I'm just kidding around. The Holy Scriptures are in no way attached to Nostradamus.
Right.
Nostradamus are when you're sitting in your dentist office and they got the tabloid on there and you're waiting to see the dentist and you want to see what Nostradamus predicted.
Yes. Because he's always, one of his predictions is always about to come true.
Yes, it is. All right. So, let's go to let's reset our questions real quick.
Yeah. Okay, I'm having to add questions. I've had three answered already.
I haven't even had a nibble.
In Luke 2, how many angels spoke to the shepherds? Second question I'll add, what was the name of the prophetess who approached Mary and Joseph in the temple and thanked God for the baby Jesus?
Prophetess?
Yes. Prophetess.
Yeah, there was a man and a woman
okay,
at the
I'm
temple,
thinking of the man.
And they both heard from the Lord, you know, they were going to live to see the baby.
And I will add one, because I don't mind putting these out here. This will be a third one. But this is non-Christmas related. What is the highest grossing movie of all time? What is the highest grossing movie of
taking
all time?
Taking into account inflation?
Yes, they always do. They
seriously?
Always
do.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, that's it. That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, the classic Christmas movie, Miracle on 34th Street, centers on what real-life department store? Second question, what book in the Bible prophesies that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem? Third question, true or false, the first artificial Christmas trees were made of goose feathers. Is that true or false? And interestingly enough, right after Christmas, they could take the tree down and make pillows. So it was win-win, you know, for a lot, if it's true.
If it's true.
Right.
Me?
Yes, sir. It's up to you now there, Nostradamus.
Yes. They just call me Nostri.
Nostri.
Yeah, around the house. All right. So this is the two nicknames for the state of Mississippi are what? Okay. I asked that. Everybody understand that
question? Yeah, but a person from Mississippi is not allowed to answer.
That's right. That's right. So what are the two nicknames for the state of Mississippi, at least most commonly used nicknames? Just, as I said, like Kentucky.
Like the motto or something.
Yeah, Kentucky's known as the Bluegrass State. That's what I'm kind of thing I'm talking about. Number two, who was famous for using the expression happy trees on television? Who was famous for using the expression happy trees on
TV? I remember that. They had one, two, three, four.
Henry Winkler.
That's right. They had the Fonz on there.
Monday, Tuesday, happy trees.
That's what I'm thinking. I just couldn't get there.
Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. Do we have time for that? Or
I will have them hang over if we don't.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Iowa then. Don is on the line. Don, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hey, Don.
Hello.
Don, if you could turn down your radio. We're getting a tremendous amount of feedback.
I'm here. Yeah, I can't really hear you, though.
Can you hear us now, Don?
Are you on your phone calling in?
Sorry. I don't know what happened.
Are you on your phone?
They can't hear us, so it's just
feeble. He's trying to listen through his radio.
Mute. It's a.
Well, how did he call in?
I think he's muted us.
Yeah,
and he doesn't know it, but you can't tell him he's muted us because he can't hear us.
He can't hear us.
It's a dilemma. So it's a moral dilemma.
It'll actually open a portal into another universe, but you can't explain that to anybody either.
That's an unfortunate situation right there because he was holding on for a long time. Who were we talking to? Don?
His name was Don from Iowa.
All right, Don, listen unto me. If you can hear me on the radio, email us and we'll get you on next Friday.
That's good.
Email us at comments@afr.net, Don. He was in Iowa, right?
Yes.
Just say, I'm Don in Iowa. You got
cut off
and we'll put you on first thing this show next Monday.
Yeah,
mention
Trivia Friday.
Comments at afr.net. All right, we gotta take a short time out right here, and we shall return for the last half hour of Learning University.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.